You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
They call themselves the Bad Batch.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Doucet, aka Mr. No Disrespect. And you now tune in to the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are doing our first recap of the new series, original series from Disney Plus / Lucasfilms. Star Wars, The Bad Batch. This is anime, right?
No, don't even.
I thought it was a series again.
I was like, man.
Nah, because they going to get that every time we do an animated show, these motherfuckers. Yes, the Disney Plus series, The Bad Batch. We will be doing this in batches because we didn't realize it was.
Bad batches. Oh,
yeah, I keep on doing that, damn. Because we didn't realize it was 16 episodes. So this is the first three episodes that we're reviewing. Dedicated to the first episode, obviously called The Aftermath. Joining us is a reduced crew, I guess the Star Wars junkies. Will sans Rod with Ken and Mike.
No, you a junkie like that?
Nah, you said it was overrated. You've been talking shit.
I do this for the people.
Right? See, I knew it. So you admit that shit was some bullshit hot take?
No. It ain't no bullshit.
Oh, you do this for the people? Yeah. I thought you were saying you'd say shit for the people.
Nah. I told you, just because it's overrated doesn't mean it's horrible.
All right, man, let's
look. Yeah, I can't do that on the Star Wars review. but all right, first episode or first three episodes, you can give us a little recap if you want to. Overall thoughts so far on the series?
I thought the first episode was really good. I do like the last two. It feels like they're just kind of, you know, setting us up for whatever's to come, you know. Establishing roles with Crosshair and stuff like that, you know, and building some intrigue with Omega. But yeah, I thought the first three, I thought it was really solid, really good.
Yeah, I agree. I'm really enjoying it. I thought I was going to hate this shit. It looked doo-doo to me. I did not like those old Bad Batch episodes from Clone Wars. But yeah, so far I'm really, really liking this. I like what they're setting up. I think it's really interesting, you know.
Surprisingly, this shocked me because I didn't realize they were going to take this time to tone with it, especially for some of those episodes of the Clone Wars you were talking about, the ones that I kind of checked out just to get an overall view of Clone Wars. But so when I first heard about this series, I was like, they really taking a big jump going with this crew. But yeah, that first episode, after
you thought it was going to be like goofy and silly and shit.
Well, yeah, because in the Clone Wars, not goofy and silly, but Clone Wars, they weren't that dramatic with their conversation or with their missions. So like when this first episode kicks it off and like we get like an hour and 15 or something, like they set the tone. I was like, oh shit. And then I think Mike, you were the one that told me, I don't know if it was on the live show or not, that this takes place like the start of the third episode, Revenge of the Sith, or something like that.
It's taking place while episode three is taking place. So that's dope. I didn't expect them to do that, but apparently this takes place like 5 minutes or so before Order 66 starts. So once I saw like the trailer for the show, I was like, oh, okay, so this is going to be going on while the Empire is becoming the Empire. So this could be cool, but I still was just like, those guys are annoying and
yeah,
they're just, you know, especially Wrecker. I was like, I don't feel
it
like
in this hand.
Right.
I feel like
I want to curse some more.
I feel like Star Wars just made their own version of the Goonies.
Yeah, basically.
You see that one-eyed big ass motherfucker. But no, I wanted to ask you was just like, is this the first like lore of like, not lore, but like as far as TV show lore when it comes to Star Wars of like this specific timeline of like what's going on as episode three is going on?
Yeah, this is the first time they've done this. So, you know, obviously Clone Wars was between two and three. So, and then the last season of Clone Wars basically ended right at episode three. Mm-hmm. So then this is picking up right where that left off. So yeah, this is the first time we're seeing this particular time period. And while I do think it's cool, part of me, this is probably a side thing, but part of me kind of wishes they would explore something else. Only because like we know where the story ends with all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I like that they're exploring some of the lore, but at some point it's like, well, these stories are going to run out. And I don't really need them to explain every single minute detail of what leads up to the rest of this stuff. So with every show that keeps coming out, like we got Obi-Wan Kenobi coming out, then they're talking about an Ahsoka show. And it's like all of the stuff that's before the shit that we know ends. Mm. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I kind of wish they'd start just like breaking off a little bit maybe and telling some other stories. But for right now, I do think it's cool to watch what's happening with the Empire and how certain things, because I know a lot of people were always confused, including me, about why they stopped using clone troopers. They never explained it. And now we're finally seeing why that's happening. And yeah, it's interesting, you know?
That's it. Yeah. That's funny that you say that, because for me, when it comes to the point of like, y'all got to start telling different stories outside of the Skywalker's like saga. For me, it's just like, I'm still, because I'm not that deep into it, mm-hmm. I'm still kind of curious, like, what was this world like? And since they haven't delved in this story, like, okay, that's fine. But I can see as someone who's been ingrained in it, like, all right, man, like, is this all you got? Like, are you going to stick to this timeline and this timeline only? Because all these other properties can go into other worlds and sectors and we get caught up in they shit.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all supposed to be, you know, one of the biggest IP, if not the biggest IP ever. There has to be more. George Lucas has to have more ideas, or at least people around him who are his disciples have to have more ideas about this stuff.
Star Trek was able to break off into the Next Generation. Mm-hmm. You know, they broke away from Captain Kirk mm-hmm. and Spock, and you know, they broke away and they brought in Picard. Now you got old girl from Walking Dead's doing one. I haven't watched it, but they're able to break away and have all of these other side stories that have nothing really to do with the original story. So I kind of sort of feel like it's that time that Star Wars needs to start doing that, because they're going to end up running this shit into the ground. And I like, they're already talking about a Darth Vader show too. And it's like, bro, I kind of want
to
see.
Was that supposed to be like animated?
No,
it's
supposed to be a live action.
Oh,
so and I think that's partly why they're bringing Hayden Christensen into the Obi-Wan show. And it's just like, all right, man, you got Bad Batch showing shit that we, during a time period that we know how it ends. You got Obi-Wan and Vader showing a time period that we know how it ends. It's like, all right, man, let's do something different.
The reason why I would be cool with the Darth Vader story is because just reading the comics and seeing how
badass he was.
Yeah, I'm like, man, the fact that we didn't get a chance to see this, I got to do this all in my head.
Rogue One gave us a taste.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to see that in the Obi-Wan show. So I feel like show it there and then let's end that and let's start talking about something else. I'm with you. I do want to see Vader be a badass, but I just don't know if I want a whole ass show
about Vader.
You know?
You do.
I'm sure I won't complain when it shows up.
If that means James Earl Jones gets a check, I'll let it happen.
All these guys are involved. Yeah, it'll be dope.
I'm sure it'll be dope.
Outside of that. Yeah. But no, I understand your sentiment. I get it. Because, I mean, you think about, like, what is it, the last trilogy? Like, there are some dope stories that they could tell there. And in the comics, they have some pretty...
Finn's backstory.
In the comics, there's some interesting characters that they have, you know.
From that era?
So, it's out there. You know, I guess they just got to decide if they want to do it. But I will say this before we get into it. Just after watching the first three episodes, can we get some more black people? I hate to be that guy, but I got to be that guy. And the only reason, one in the third episode he was part of that guard or whatever. He looked like he was black, but he was like on the far end when they introduced the real people.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they had a black sister who was the, Was that?
I always think about the purple people are black.
The Twi'leks,
the ones with the long ass, yeah. the dreads,
the alien dreads,
they evolve rosters.
But no, yeah, it's just something I noticed.
Well, Saul Guerrero is black.
I know, and when I was going through my head as I made that observation, because it you can't help but note. At least I couldn't help but notice it. I was like, oh, there's a black person. I was like, wait a minute. Then I started thinking. I was like, well, Saul and.
And Saw, and Saw,
and Saw. Like, okay, Finn, come on, guys. And of course, you know.
You got Ahsoka black, ain't she?
I don't know. But
kind of, sort of.
She is. The actress black. I don't know. That's just a gripe. I think I'm going to write a letter.
I never even noticed, I don't think.
I don't either. They get away with it
because once you have alien shit, you get away from like race and shit.
Yes, you do. And that's kind of how they are able to kind of get away from it. Because black people always saw themselves as aliens and saw a world where race and stuff don't even really matter because, you know, it wasn't black or white. It was all different kind of creatures and stuff like that. So that's part of the appeal of sci-fi, at least back in the day, for a lot of people. So maybe not currently. But I don't, it's funny because I don't ever really notice it as much as I am that guy. I just happen to notice it when they had one in there, what looked like one in the third episode.
I didn't even see him. Did he die? He must have died.
I don't know. Somebody died. I don't know which one old boy shot, but, you know, just, you know.
As we get into it, the first episode, what did y'all think of that reintroduction of the Bad Batch? Because I don't know, because I didn't really watch all of Clone Wars, but I feel like these first three episodes, they explain, like, who they are, what they can do, and how they fit. It was like, I didn't know if, like, this is just a reintroduction to, like, people who don't know anything about them. How did y'all feel about that?
I thought it was dope, man, because, you know, it's been a while since I seen a Bad Batch and I didn't go rewatch it. And I felt like they did a good job of kind of reintroducing me to them without me having to go watch it. As soon as they popped up on screen, I immediately remember all the characters except Crosshair.
Yeah, he was really nondescript in the old episodes. Yeah. He didn't really do much.
He was the only one that stood out the most.
Maybe that's why they gave him something to do.
Yeah, probably. Well, probably. I don't know. I'm confused about some of this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, Crosshair, I don't know about him yet. It's really weird what they're doing with him. But because he's the only one that is affected by the inhibitor chip
so far
out of those.
Well, I think they all have it. I think he was just the one that had it the most, like amped up, even at the time before they really amped it up. That's what the tech dude said. He was like, we all kind of got it, but since we deformed and shit, it kind of like that's what they said. Since we deformed, it's kind of fucked up. Mm-hmm.
I think so. I agree with you. In the old ones, he was kind of just like the guy that I just didn't give a fuck about, even though he has a cool power, you know, being a sharpshooter.
He wasn't that sharp in these three episodes. This nigga was missing. When it came to the niggas that he needed to get.
He missed only because Omega was shooting at him. But any other time, he was a good shot.
I don't know the backstory. This nigga probably could have been. This is his first fuck up.
He's typically a good shot. Yeah. But, you know, because I did go back and rewatch the Bad Batch episodes. And I they're fine now. I think I just didn't like them then because I was like, where's the Ahsoka stuff? I don't give a fuck about these, like, deformed stormtroopers. Who gives a shit? But now those episodes are fine. But I did get a little confused about the whole thing with him because he looks old, or at least older than the other dudes.
Yeah, he's the only one with full gray hair.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm wondering if he was like an older clone trooper, so maybe that's why his inhibitor chip worked better. And then he's not like that enhanced. He's just a really good shot. Like,
Well, the way they talked about the motherfucker, they seemed like he was a peak specimen as far as... when he was underneath that.
Grand Moff Tarkin was saying, or General Tarkin, whatever the fuck they call him now. Yeah. I don't know, but I did like how they reintroduced them. I did like how they brought in Depa Balaba, because, I mean, we've never really seen her in any of the action. We only saw her either in Clone Wars or Phantom Menace. I can't remember. But it was cool seeing her. And then... Did y'all know who the kid was? I didn't know who it was at first.
Is that in the video game?
It's from Rebels, but I had totally forgot because I never liked Kanan. I always thought he was a shitty Jedi. Whack as fuck. He was terrible. He stayed in his ass whooped, bruh. He sucked. And I never understood why they made him so bad. And then they blinded him and he was like a little bit better after being blind. And I'm like, you still suck though. But seeing him as a Padawan, and he was better as a Padawan.
Yeah.
You know? But seeing him rolling as a Padawan, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool to bring him in. But yeah, seeing Deba Balaba get fucking shot down by the stormtroopers, I was like, damn, man, this is how y'all starting this shit?
That's what I was saying. Like, to start off with Order 66, that's some shit.
Yeah.
And to just see how these motherfuckers turned. Like, that was interesting, too, because I always thought it was more... I don't know why. I guess it's because I'm not into it like that. I always thought there was, like, conversations with the stormtroopers. I didn't know these niggas are just mindless pawns that, like, just do whatever the fuck they say are told to do.
Well, they had no choice with that. Like, once they were given the order...
But it was like microchipped in though.
Yeah.
So that's, I didn't know they had that microchip in. I'm thinking like,
okay.
I'm thinking they were just like regular soldiers and shit.
Yeah.
So you didn't see episode 3?
I did, but
I guess they didn't mention a chip in episode 3.
This is what I'm saying. I thought it was just like, okay, this is what we just got to do. Like, it's like if you were working for the army and shit.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there were less than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of what Crosshair kept saying. You don't follow orders.
Yeah, that's why when he kept saying that shit, orders. I was like, damn, who the fuck kind of brainwashing shit are you spewing right now?
It makes sense, though. Like, a chip would be the way that they got it done, you know, instead of doing it like your way. Because, you know, there would be people that would have second thoughts. So.
And you did watch those Clone Wars episodes, right? So, yeah, I thought it was cool how then when he was saying a good soldier follows orders, like that's something that Rex was saying when he was trying to fight the inhibitor chip. So it seems like that's something that's actually ingrained in the chip itself. Is, I mean, they're bred to be nothing but soldiers. They're not bred to like have decision making skills, that kind of shit. You're just, that's why when they typically die in the movies, it's just like, who cares? Like the one just got blown up and they just keep fighting. They don't even like pick the dude up. They're just like, ah, whatever. We'll just keep going. So the whole like, a good soldier follows orders thing, I thought was actually interesting that Crosshair said that shit. So I was like, okay, that's part of the actual chip then. That's not just some shit Rex was just saying. I think it was Rex, right? Yeah. I get Rex and Cody mixed up. I'm pretty sure it's Rex.
Yeah, I think it was Rex.
But yeah, I didn't expect him to start off that hardcore and then seeing Crosshair immediately was just like, all right, cool. So we killing this little
that's what I'm saying.
Kid. And I'm like, damn, bro, he was gonna kill the kid.
Yeah, that's all, like, bro, y'all supposed to be, y'all really bad, motherfucker. Like,
No.
I'm just saying, the first three episodes, especially that first episode, I was waiting for Hunter to beat his ass. This motherfucker just kept letting him talk shit, like in his face. Like, he's just changed the subject. The greatest way to change subjects, though, I think that he had the lines was like, you can't really argue about why he's trying to change the subject. Like, we got to do this shit.
Yeah.
I did kind of get a little confused about that, too, because it was just like, he didn't seem that fazed by the fact that Crosshair was just like, I'm going to kill his kid, man. Hunter was just like, all right, man, stop. But he didn't seem like, He was really that fucked up by it.
The question is, like, he was like, bro, you over here, I don't know, when you got soft, you over here doing goofy shit.
Yeah, he did say that.
And then he's like, I don't even think you fit the lead. And he was like, look, we gonna worry about my leadership later. We gotta go and get out this money. And I'm like,
gotta go with this little kid. Like, what?
Like,
he said, when did you get soft?
Yep.
Damn. He did say
like, he was just coming out. I'm like, bro, when you gonna beat his ass? And then I had to realize, I was like, shit, can he fight like that? And then I was like,
Hunter?
That's when I saw more episodes. Yeah. Like, okay, he's a dog. Mm-hmm. If I'm a dog, I ain't letting this motherfucker bark at me like that.
He's more concerned with other shit. Like, he really was just concerned with, like, let's go get Omega. But I kind of think that maybe it's one of those situations where, I don't remember those episodes like that, but I'm kind of wondering if it's just like Crosshair just talks shit. Like, that's just what he does. Like, maybe he just does that regularly. I can't remember.
Or maybe I was just talking up to, like, maybe that's his, like, he treats him like his brother. So, like, you let your brother talk shit.
Yeah, but kinda it did like get to
Army
be a little
shit, though. You know, you'd see.
You just rag each other.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a bit much though. I was like, you need a pimp slap him or something.
It was every decision he was making
like,
at first.
You let that kid, you should have kid that.
Yeah. He was like, yeah. He even got specific. He was like, usually niggas look down when shit.
Yeah, they don't look across. So
he was like, I didn't want to see this shit. I'm like, all right.
And then called him out. He was like, yeah, y'all know how to let that kid.
Uh-huh. Like, damn. What are you telling?
And then he wrote a report. This man, fuck this
yo,
nigga.
He snitching too.
He was, bro.
See,
but at least you can't say you ain't know it. Like he was coming for you.
Yeah,
but that's still like, come on, y'all supposed to be a squad, y'all.
But see, I didn't really. So I'm assuming that the chips are partially active in the other guys, because when he said that shit about you know, Hunter let the Padawan go and he was supposed to kill him. Nobody else was like, bro, we're not killing Padawans. They were all just like, whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was kind of wondering about that. Like, why? Maybe not Wrecker because he's kind of supposed to be stupid, but like, Echo didn't say anything. Tech didn't say, like, what do you mean? Like, we're not killing Jedi.
I think they're just more of like, whoever's leading is going to lead. You know what I mean? I don't see that. If Hunter wasn't there, they probably would have killed that motherfucker.
Well, I don't think so. Know what was going on.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Right. Yeah.
Hunter knew and Crosshair knew, but
well, Hunter had he just was like something's off,
right?
And I expect Tech to be more aware of shit, but he always come at the end to explain everything. Like, nigga, all right, we already been through Tech, shit, nigga. Yeah. Like,
be fucking shit up.
Yeah, he's kind of annoying.
Yeah,
someone need to slap his ass because, like, what's your real power? Like, why are you even in a costume? Why don't you go sit in the fucking ship? Because like, you can't fight. You run out and you get shot.
You can't even do Tech right.
Right, you can't even do Tech shit right.
Shit.
It's like, now we got Omega. We don't really need you. We got Omega and we got fucking homie with the one arm.
Mm-hmm.
Echo. What do we need you for?
And he tried to come at Echo too. You some awesome. Yeah, nigga, you really more machine than man.
Machine than man.
I mean, he was like,
your
damn
dick don't even work, bro. So it's like, why are like, you? Come on, man.
You got a spork as a hand.
I know, like, dude, when they got in a fight in the cafeteria, I was like, man, don't leave Echo alone. He has one. He can't fight,
bruh.
And he the one. Of course, he want to get bopped in the head with a.
Yep.
He get knocked out with a dinner tray.
Oh, that shit was funny.
That shit was funny as hell to me.
So, is it Omega or Omega?
She says Omega. So
I'm calling O.
I assume it's. I mean,
is she? Who is she in the Star Wars lore?
Fuck it, we don't know.
She's a new character.
She's brand new.
Okay.
She just popped up all happy and shit.
Okay, that was
right.
I was like,
just grinning and shit.
And that's the one thing that I don't like about these Star Wars series, because I remember I told you about this issue with Rebels. I was like, why we got to deal with these little motherfucking kids and shit? Like, let's just be adults.
For the kids, though.
That's what I realized. I was like, oh, this is how you still keep the next generation growing with Star Wars. You have still like, it's because like some of these episodes, I'm like, this kind of is violent.
Yeah.
For a kid. But then I also, there are a lot more lighthearted moments where like, oh, okay, a kid can still watch this. I think a parent and watching it with his kid would be kind of fine with this show.
Mm-hmm. I think it kind of depends. Like if I had a kid, and depending on how old the kid was, this might be a little much for a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is a cartoon still. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's a bit complex even for an adult. And it's pretty violent, but I'm typically with you. I don't like little kids involved in shit. When a little kid shows up in a movie, I'm just like, all right, kill him or stick him in a closet. I don't want to fucking hear him. But Omega's here for a reason. Now, if she was just a regular ass kid, I'd be like, all right, I don't fucking care about this. But clearly I think she's force sensitive. I'm pretty sure she's some kind of force sensitive clone. So there's a reason for her to be here. So I'm okay with it. She does annoy me a little bit.
Yes.
But I'm okay with it for now because I think they're going somewhere with her.
I think she annoys you because she does the kid shit when she shouldn't. Or at least that's what I got it from it. Because I was like, if I have any issue with
her. When she walked out the fence and they told her ass.
Yeah.
Well,
she
almost got ass.
Like she was like, I was just trying to get the ball. Like, nigga, we told your ass don't go past that damn fence. You said, we'll get it tomorrow.
And we live here.
Exactly.
Right. If anybody knows, don't go past the fucking fence, it's us.
And
we told you don't go past the fence.
We can do something else.
What I didn't understand is why they say don't move. Because that thing was creeping right on her. So I was
like,
you know
what I said? Like, let him eat her.
Yeah. She deserves it.
Don't bring no more kids over here, nigga.
Yeah. So, but yeah.
It was cool seeing one of the little, I forget what they're called, the little tiger things that was in episode 2. I don't know if y'all remember.
Is that when they were in that pit?
They were in that arena.
Yeah.
And Dooku was letting them fight it out or whatever. that thing that was in this show was in episode three. Episode two, if you remember Padme's climbing up to the top of that thing and it reached up and scratched her back. So it was cool seeing one of those in the show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm with y'all. I was like, why the fuck she go past the fence? They told her not to. She's brand new to the world. She said she ain't left nowhere.
Right.
And the first thing you do is start disobeying shit.
Yep.
Well, that's why she a part of the crew. Well, they kept on mentioning how they disobey orders and shit.
Well, yeah, because the crew does disobey a lot of orders. So,
General Tarkin, this is my first time really getting to see and view him, even though I think I've seen him so many times in the films and stuff. Because he came up in Mando in the Ahsoka episode and shit like that. So, what did y'all think about him and his introduction in here and particularly that training session that he put the batch in? Hey, that shit was fucked up.
That was dope.
It was dope.
I like seeing him in here because, I mean, he's another one of those people, which I know I was just complaining about, tell some other stories, but he's one of those kind of people that from the second he showed up in episode four, we felt like we were supposed to be scared of him. Mm-hmm. But it was like, he's some old white dude. Why are we scared of him? He ain't got no powers. But he was the only one that was able to tell Vader to sit your ass down and chill out. And Vader listened. So it's like now we're kind of seeing why people respect him so much, because he's so fucking smart. He doesn't have any sort of empathy or sympathy for shit.
Cold-hearted.
He's super cold hearted, but he clearly understands how this game works. He's like, in order for us to actually take over everything and maintain this empire, we got to get rid of these whack ass fucking clone troopers.
Really? Just because we need more like legit people?
It's too much money.
Yeah.
Like that's the dopest shit to me. It was like, it's so president of the United States type of shit. It's like, these guys are costing too much money. They might be a little more efficient, but it's too much money. Let's cut costs and let's get children and raise regular children to be soldiers. This shit, I'm telling you, like, this is why I say, like, this shit is a bit complex and it's dark. Mm. Like, for a child to watch, like, the concepts that they're spitting out here, like, it's crazy. Instead of using these guys that are bred to be soldiers, so when they die, it's not a big deal, we're going to take children, real children, and raise them to be soldiers. And when they die, we still don't care, but they're actual children being stolen from mothers. Mm. It's wild.
And I think he even told Rambart in the third episode, he said, yeah, the clones are a little cost prohibitive right now.
Wait, who's Rambart?
What? The Admiral, the guy that became the
Admiral. Rappaport?
Who's that?
The guy in the third episode.
The one he gave, he said, all right, you can.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Who's not leaving?
I think it's Rambart. But anyway, but to your point, though, he did say, he was like, yeah, the clones are cost prohibitive, but they can be useful, mm-hmm. you know, for a bit until we kind of transition over. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I thought that was.
And them little.
It was cold, man. But they need time to raise the kids, I guess.
Yeah. And them praying mantis looking motherfuckers. They wasn't too happy about that.
Kominians or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, Kaminoans.
Yeah, Kaminoans. Yeah, they were. They were not, because again, it's about their busy. Mm-hmm. Like, man, if, you know, we gotta find a way to keep this shit going.
Yeah,
super soldiers now.
Yeah, basically, because she walked in on it because you know he was looking at that little clone and she was like, yeah, this shit look nice, don't it?
He's like, not really. It's like, I'm not that impressed.
Yeah. And then he put them over. But yeah, that whole trial thing was dope. And even when they kind of broke away and just did their own shit, mm-hmm. he was like, yeah, these motherfuckers don't follow orders. Mm-hmm. Like,
that was the only thing he noticed throughout that whole thing.
Yep.
Yep. And they just walked off. He was like, all right, that's a problem. You know, we need to get that shit checked out. But nah, the way they, because I think that if you're not familiar with the Bad Batch, that was a good way to show that mm-hmm. they have a unique way of getting the job done. It seems reckless and chaotic at times, mm-hmm. but it works.
It's a method to their madness. That's what mm-hmm. they basically what they are. So with the main part of the first episode that was really like sets the tone for the series for me is like obviously that mission that General Tarkin had the Bad Batch go mm-hmm. on to go neutralize the insurgents, quote unquote. What did y'all think about that mission and how that basically caused friction within the gang?
Was that a real mission?
What do you mean?
Like, were the insurgents supposed to really be there or were they being set up?
They were there. Those were insurgents.
Yeah, it just felt like he was sending them on a dummy mission after he saw that they disobeyed orders. to see if they would do what he asked them to do and go kill all
of
their
I thought of that, and I also thought it was like, all right, this is a mission that they're going to die, so we can
get rid remember of when the when he shot that drone, he was like, we're being followed. He shot the drone, and then he went back, and Tarka was like, yeah, we saw you conspiring with Saw Gerrera, so lock these motherfuckers up. So it felt like it was a test, another test.
It was maybe it was partly a test. I think he really does want Saw Gerrera dead, because Saw Gerrera, from my understanding, at least, I didn't read the books and all that shit, but from my understanding, Saw Gerrera during this time is one of the biggest threats to the because, I mean, he was basically leading like the rebellion at that point.
Yeah, pain in the ass.
Yeah, I gather. He was basically a big fucking pain in the ass. And his story, I mean, from Clone Wars was dope enough, but seeing him in Rogue One all fucked up and he can't think straight and he's all... I would love to hear what's happened to him.
He was in Rogue One?
He was he was saying he was not Samuel L. Jackson. He was Forrest Whitaker.
Oh.
The best, to me, the best performance in that movie that no one fucking talks about. Forrest Whitaker absolutely murdered that role. But yeah, he saw Gerrera, and saw Gerrera was in Clone Wars.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, they do need more black people because he wasn't even black in this, was he?
He's black. He's black.
Just because he was at night?
We no, don't know. I'm assuming if Forrest Whitaker played him, he's black.
He's black.
He had a slick blonde.
No, he didn't.
He did.
They did a bad job in this one. I don't know why they did him like that.
He didn't have blonde. He didn't have blonde hair.
I don't remember the blonde hair, but he didn't look black, black.
He looked like Johnny Storm more than Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, my God. He looked shaded, but he didn't.
Is that what you always said? He black. He looks shifty.
He looked some sort of. He looked more Mexican than black.
They didn't.
Because the nigga in Rogue One, that was basically.
No, it was. Saw Gerrera is black.
Basically Don King in a motherfucking hazmat suit.
He's definitely black.
I don't know what they did in Bad
Batch.
He ain't
Forrest Whitaker black.
Is that the Bad Batch
guy? Yeah, that's the Bad Batch Saw. He's black. He looked like Thiefo's brother. No, I'm not even joking. He looks like Danny.
Oh shit.
He looks kind of like Danny.
That's a good picture, but I don't know in the show.
He looked.
Maybe it was the lighting.
Yeah,
that was hard.
I hope it was. People.
Yeah, see, this is him when he was in this is him when he was in Clone Wars. See, I mean, at least he had the fucking little shaved eyebrow thing, you know what I'm saying?
He looked black there.
Yeah, he had the goat, the little Flavor Saver type shit.
The artist just didn't
he's black.
Good job.
Yeah, the artist fucked up in Bad Batch, but I'm keeping him. He's black. Okay.
No, he's black. They just fucked that up.
Yeah, I definitely want to see more of him, and I think we are going to see more of him during this.
And I like that because like now I can get some more backstory on who he was, and I do like how it leads up to the backstory of how this shit went down. Like,
yeah,
from jump, how they actually strategized, how they did it, because we even get to see like how they changed the currency, you know, immediately when it comes from Imperial whatever it was Republican tokens to Imperial credits and shit. And then how
did they show that? I might have missed it.
They had the hologram where somebody was explaining that, like how their money wasn't good. The money they used to have before the Empire wasn't good anymore. They had
I missed that.
And then that's why they had to do the genetic code shit.
Remember, no, you're talking about chain codes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not money.
That's social security numbers.
Yeah.
I thought it had to do with because there was someone who's like, I've already paid for something or.
Yeah. So that's not actually money. So what they're doing is they're figuring out a way to track every single person. So if there are people leaving the planet, if you don't have a chain code, basically just like Ken said, if you don't have a social security number, you can't get on here. Mm-hmm. It's a way for them to track who's who. So when he said, well, I've already paid for it, he's basically saying, yeah, I pay for it. He's not saying your money's not good.
Oh, okay.
He's saying you don't have a chain code, so you can't do shit. Okay. You have to stay here.
Gotcha.
Which I think that's actually pretty interesting because now it shows how, because a lot of people were like, well, how did they even track the Jedi? Well, this is how. Like, if you don't have a chain code, then they know that you're not just like a regular ass person. Mm-hmm. You know, so I thought that was actually pretty dope.
Yeah, just even what they say, the clones was like, man, we spent all this time trying to get from a number to a name, and now they going backwards. I was like, damn. See? He said they could track every single motherfucker in the fucking galaxy.
Yeah.
And Tech was like, damn, that's fucking smart. Shit. Yeah. That's a good ass idea.
And then I was like, fuck, that's what they doing here.
Exactly.
I was like, shit.
Yep.
Do y'all think that they making O into the next Crosshair?
Making who?
Omega. Omega.
Yeah.
Omega.
No, I think
they keep on putting a gun in her damn hands, and then when she was on the ship, they opened up the chest, and he was like, "Oh yeah, that's Crosshair's old shit."
Yeah, that's just to show she's enhanced mm-hmm. too. We just don't know how.
Mm. Yeah.
So in the second episode, that guy Cut, I think, mm-hmm. said, "Hey, you know, they don't make anything without a reason."
Exactly.
So who is she and what does she do?
Yep. Let's get to that second episode, because the first episode ends with them, you know, escaping and leaving J-19.
We're leaving a couple key points out with Omega. So if we're talking about her being enhanced and her maybe being force sensitive, I think that they kind of show it when they were locked up. Mm-hmm. There was a scene where she's talking to Crosshair and she goes, "I know what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking you not to do it."
And then he looked at her. I thought he was going to knock her hand down, but he looked at her with like some reassurance, like, I'm going to accept what you just said.
I think he looked at her like, how the fuck did you know what I was going to do? Like, how do you know that?
Because I don't even think he knew what he was going to do.
Right.
Because he, you know, that's when they took him back in the back and enhanced his chip. And that's what she was like. And I think they were telling him, he said, he can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and that's what she told him. Like, let's just find a way to save him. Like,
right.
This is not his fault.
And also another point, remember when she tried to talk to Hunter and his dumbass ain't listen to her when she was like, "Look, don't go on this mission. I don't really fuck with these niggas and I don't think they fuck with you."
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and he was like, yeah, whatever.
Well, that's because she said she overheard Lama Sue talking. Remember?
Yeah, but I feel like it was like more on to that though. Like, I got a feeling about this.
Yeah, it could be.
Because like most of the stuff, like how he relates. And I also think, on a random note, I feel like.
Yeah, when he came back, she was like, "I told you not to come back."
Are they related in some way?
Who?
Hunter and outside of the, like, it seems like he said I feel a weird connection to her or some shit like
that. Did he?
I think he said that in the first, like before he left to go on a mission, after he told her like.
No, I think he said something. Well, you could be right. I don't want to say no. You could be right. I may have missed it. But I thought he just said something like, there's something about her. Like,
yeah.
Something is weird about her. I think he can just tell she's not a regular. Well, actually, he didn't know she was a clone at that time.
Yeah, he didn't know
she was a clone. I don't know.
Cause I think it was in the first episode when they found out she was
at the end. That's why they went back for her.
Yeah, because Tech was like, "Oh yeah, she's one of us." When they was talking about five deformities, they wasn't talking about this little robot.
Yeah, the one with half arm. We ain't talking about him.
This 10-man ass nigga. Yeah.
Right, but then she took that gun and she shot the gun out of Crosshair's hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they're clearly showing that that's like a force sensitive thing, unless you're Crosshair, but that's like a force sensitive thing.
I see when she was mimicking Hunter. Mm-mm. When Hunter was sitting like this and she would sit like that, and then she would do something like this and she would do the same thing.
No, I missed that.
I
too
see that. Yeah,
yeah, it was when they were locked up. But yeah, that fight when they were trying to get off the ship, I thought Crosshair, I was like, man, Crosshair gonna fuck y'all up. So that's when, you know, Nick was like, they're not, when he was missing, I was like, damn, man, I thought he was good.
Yeah. I mean, maybe this is partly him
trying to fight it.
That's what I thought. Because I know she shot the gun out of his hand and that kind of fucks shit up. And anytime you get shot at, it's going to be hard for you to aim correctly. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it felt like at times when they got out that he would be able to get a couple of good shots in, but he didn't.
Oh, and she also knew he was behind the door before the door opened. I don't know if y'all peeped that.
Mm-mm.
One of them said something about, you know, we got to find Crosshair or something like that. And then she was like, she just stopped. And she said something like, "Oh, we don't have to look far."
Oh, I do remember.
And then
that.
The door opened and he walked in. So she knew he was behind the door.
Mm.
So I definitely think they're leading up to her being
force sensitive.
Some sort of force sensitive.
Yeah, we go to J-19. What's that planet called?
Wait a minute,
I think it's
man.
Called J-19. I don't.
I thought it was like.
If they are able to create Jedis, she's a clone.
So
she's force sensitive.
I think she's genetically enhanced, though.
But I think she's still. I think that what they're doing, because I think this goes all the way back to Mando. Mm. Like, I think they're leading up to. Remember when we saw the tanks with the clones in it, and they never explained it. I think that that's what this is. I think that the Kaminoans are trying to clone force sensitive beings because they would make like Nick said, super soldiers. So since the Empire is trying to be like, well, we don't really want to use y'all no more, we're going to use regular kids, they're like, well, okay, we'll just make better soldiers, and that would help, right? Like, you can't turn down a Force-sensitive stormtrooper. But now we know that something has to have happened to put a cease to that. But I think that Omega is the first step in them creating Force-sensitive.
The first of her kind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because... Yeah. Dang, so is that why she may have helped them escape? Nala, Sue, or whatever?
She helped them escape when she held the door or whatever. She helped them escape because... I think she probably sees Omega like a daughter or something like that. But clearly, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's 16 episodes. I thought there was only going to be 8. So I was really excited to be like, oh man, I can't wait till they show us what's happening. Yeah. We may not know what the fuck is going on with Omega
episode 9
until December.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But clearly there's something up with her. But I just don't know what it is. People are saying she's like a clone of Palpatine. I don't know if I buy that one.
If that's the case, man, he out here fucking. That's if I say
they use Palpatine for everything.
Boy, they do.
He
use him
the
for
father of everybody. Like goddamn.
I'm kind of hoping she's not. I don't think she is. I would just be curious to see who it is. Like, who did they get midichlorians from to clone Omega?
I'm hoping it's Yoda.
Yeah, because Jango Fett shit is fucking up, right?
Yeah, Jango Fett's is his DNA is fading away.
Yeah.
Yoda was real cool with the clones and shit back in the day, right?
Mm-mm.
Or like he was always, well, I'm looking at episode 2 now because I saw him a lot.
He worked with the clone troopers. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the Jedi did.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of them were down with the Kaminoans because I remember they didn't know that they were even building that army.
Mm.
The only one that ever went and visited was Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
But there was Master Sifo Dyas, who she said was the one who ordered the army. So maybe they're cloning him? I don't know.
We'll find out.
All right, so we're on the planet. J.J., nice. Fat.
This is the episode that made me like, all right, this is kind of on a similar beat with Mando as far as Hunter not wanting to be the stepdaddy of this little motherfucker that he just found.
Mm-hmm.
And he trying to drop this motherfucker off with his third cousin Cut. And Cut like, look, I thought Cut was going to be like, look, bro, I already got 2 kids.
Yeah, I don't need 3.
I told myself 2 and out.
See, I got this funny tail with my hairline receding, bro. I don't need no more fucking kids.
Did I
man.
Stay with the cowboy hat?
Yeah,
he out here trying to he's trying to chill.
I'm trying to live
he
life.
He said, I'm retired.
You know?
But he was still dropping gems, though, as far as child care.
Because
he was like, look, you can't talk to this motherfucker like she's a soldier.
Right, right.
Because he came out of her like, we would. He was like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you?
So stupid ass.
I got it. You're safe. That's all that matters.
Fuck that. But I mean, he's living a good life, man. I mean, he got the bad Twi'lek wife who's, you know, she look good for a cartoon.
I feel like she a little thick.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
She can shoot too.
Yeah.
Good age.
Hey, she got on the roof quick. Like, all right, we going to cap this motherfucker.
She used to doing that shit. But yeah, I felt sad though at the end. I was like, damn, man, is he really going to do it like that? And then when I saw.
I was hoping he would, honestly.
But we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, because it was just like she. I want to see these motherfuckers really like fighting shit at this point. Like I ain't getting. Nah,
the only reason I knew she was coming back was when the wife looked at her and said something to her. And,
yeah, she said we only got room for 4.
And she looked back and she didn't say shit. So, and then I was like, okay, yeah, she's coming back.
My thing with that whole scene of that leading up to them going on a ship, I'm like, y'all realize that you ain't changed your look. Or nothing. You look like Hunter. He got the headband and all. I'm like, nigga, how you gonna be this guy? He over here trying to walk slow and shit. I'm like, nigga, we can see y'all.
You wearing blackface. When are you gonna get this shit off your goddamn face? Everybody can recognize.
I assume it's a tattoo, because otherwise I'm like, yeah, why would you wash that shit off? Right. Everybody's gonna know you.
Yeah. It's just like, bro, like get that shit off your fucking face.
Man.
But
even the trooper was like, hold on, you look like
but that
me.
Was to cut, though.
Yeah, that was to cut. But I thought that part was actually kind of cool. He's like, you kind of look like somebody. I don't know who.
Well, it was the Guante song. Somebody I used to know.
Somebody I used to know.
but this one tech was fucking up. You know, and
oh yeah, when is that when the ship crashed and everything?
Well, not necessarily the crash, but this plan that he had. Oh yeah, it's a simple plan. We're gonna go over here and we're gonna get the ship. Basically impounded, And then we're going to get the chain calls or whatever. And then we're going to get rescued. I didn't even remember the rest of the plan, but shit sounded stupid.
But it did sound real stupid.
He sounds so confident. I'm going with him. Like, like he said it like in a way that was like, oh yeah, this shit. I'm thinking he's one of them one tech guys that like can make up shit as he goes and still like MacGyver or some shit.
Nah, bro.
This motherfucker, like, if one thing go wrong, like, oh shit, I ain't playing with that. So what are we going to do?
Echo should have known better. Like, the last time your ass got kidnapped, look what happened. They turned you into RoboCop. And now you're over here like, oh, we about to go get fucking Murphy. fucking Murphy.
And not even a good one. Because that little bitty damn pencil arm.
They gave that nigga a wrench. They gave him a wrench.
He couldn't even dematnetize the clamp.
He couldn't do shit.
Was over there like, it ain't working.
God damn.
This nigga is
you're fucking worthless. They could at least gave you a laser. Like, you could be like Shockwave from Transformers. At least be that. But
Hunter was like, man, Rucker, go handle that shit.
Yeah, that do something because he can't do shit, bro.
That deformed motherfucker.
God damn, he's worthless.
We got to send him with Cutters.
Yeah, they should have took Omega back. I'm like, well, can you take Echo? Because we can't do shit with this motherfucker.
They turned this nigga into a pet boy.
This nigga is a mechanic now.
This nigga is a mechanic. This nigga can't do shit.
Oh my God, I hate
twisting
Echo.
And turning and talking about something. I'm working as fast as I can. Y'all niggas want to come down here? Right. Shit, like, you talking shit?
You're the only one with a mechanical arm. What the fuck are we gonna do? Charge you? No, man. Get the fuck out of here, man.
You said charge.
I'm just saying, like, you can't shoot, you can't hit. Just stay on the fucking ship.
Just give him like a cyborg sonic gun or some shit like that.
Look, do him like fucking Aaron and Walking Dead. At least give him a big fucking metal fist.
Something.
Something. He just got a fucking. Yeah. A dildo hand. what the hell is that?
That shit was not working.
I'm hoping by episode 8 or 9, mm-hmm. he gets some type of upgrade or some shit. Like,
you would think this is Star Wars, bro. Why don't you have other pieces?
This only episode. Techie guy.
Yeah,
right. You need to holler at Tech.
Yo, that's true. Techie should be like
Tech. Don't fuck with him. You see, he was talking shit about, like, this nigga. He called him out. Like, fuck.
But Tech was the one that invited him on the mission with him.
Yeah. That was the weird shit. It was like, you send the two most worthless motherfuckers to go do this mission.
I didn't think Tech was worthless until these last two episodes.
I don't think Hunter thought he was going to get the shit impounded. He was like, what the fuck is you doing?
No, Hunter was mad as shit.
He said, what?
He's talking about some, yeah, we gonna be right back. He's like, nigga, you got Omega on the motherfucking on the damn ship too. He's like, oh shit.
She was like, hi, I think it's a good plan. And she fucking up.
Yeah,
it's
well,
a kid. I don't give a damn.
Jumped off the goddamn shit, and that's what the old girl said. Kid's gonna always find trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But her plan, her idea was better than theirs.
I forgot what her idea was. What was
just
her idea?
Just get the codes and go give them the codes because she can blend in better than them motherfuckers.
She's the only little kid though. She's the only little kid walking around.
True.
So you think she'd be the first one? They'd be like, "What? Who is this? Who's this little kid?" But
yeah, because the kids did mention like, "Oh, we don't really see kids around here."
Mm-hmm. Right.
Damn.
Bitch ass Echo.
Yeah.
That shit was funny though. I did like the third episode though, because after they kind of just basically deal with Omega and she's a part of the crew. Mm-hmm. We get to see like how the crew reacts to having a kid around instead of Crosshairs and shit. And then this is where Tech fucked up again. Talking about some, what did Cuz say? Echo was like, bro, we got to fix this shit because you like, we can't be moving around like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because the ship got shot when they were flying.
Yeah, we took out some more damage. He's like, nah, we good. We still, you know what I'm saying? We can still fly around and shit. Then they get out of hyperspace, and he's like, look, we still got life support. Then these motherfuckers start going down. He's like... Yeah.
And it scared the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
Rekker had me hollering when he was like, we gonna die, we gonna die, we gonna die.
He looked at
the
kids
like, we gonna be all right. That shit was like, oh, that's some nigga shit right there.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but who was out there? It was Tech and somebody else that saw the scratches on the side of the plane. Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
I thought it was Tech and Hunter, but maybe it wasn't. I don't remember. It's probably Tech and Echo. They a team now.
I think it may have been Echo.
The worthless team.
Yeah, the Bert and Ernie and his mom.
Right.
Crew.
Right. I would not want to ever be partnered up with Echo because if something happens, what can you do?
What is his superpower?
Well, he's not enhanced.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't watch Clone Wars. He only went off with them because he felt like he wasn't a real soldier no more. Because he couldn't fight. He got kidnapped. He was a really good soldier. He got kidnapped. They turned him into this half machine thing. And then the crew went back and saved him. And then they brought him back and they were going to make him a clone trooper again. He's like, but I
I'm like, bro, kill me.
I can't do anything. So the Bad Batch was like, well, we're all fucked up, so just come with us.
It's a pity motherfucker.
It was, because he can't do shit.
And that explains why they still missing Crosshairs, because they're like, shit, we down one good man. We traded exactly. Goofy ass for him. We wish your chip was enhanced. All you could do is just build us an IKEA table, nigga. You ain't going to be shit as far as...
And you saw that when the Crosshairs shit fell out of the damn, whatever that closet was, he was like, oh, that's Crosshairs shit. Damn, like we missed him.
Record was like, man, I missed that nigga. He was like, that nigga shot you. He was like,
he did, but at least he could shoot. He's like, Echo came and hold a gun. He's a glorified R2-D2. That's all R2-D2 used to do. Nah. Just roll up and just plug in this little thing. And at least he always got the shit right. And he did it fast, typically. Fucking Echo, he plug it in. He like, I'm trying. It's like, what the fuck?
It's not responding.
It's not responding. What the fuck? Bitch ass.
Yeah, he's shitty as fuck. Going back to what you were talking about earlier, Mike, as far as like the transition from the Republic to the Empire, I did like seeing those scenes in this episode as far as the Emperor generals debating about like how to move away from clones to like the merchants and soldiers and shit. I thought that was interesting, especially when we see the soldiers. Like, I was interested, like, one of the soldiers was talking shit about the Republic. He was like, look, the Empire feeds me, pays me, all this other shit.
Puts a roof over my head.
This shit they ain't never did that in the Republic. I'm like, damn, the Republic, I thought that was the shit.
I mean, I think it's just like really, I mean, it's just like how the Nazi Party happened, you know? Of course, there were people that were just like, yeah, the government didn't do shit for me before, but now they're actually valuing me as a human, so cool, I'm with it. So I think this was actually interesting when he said that. He's like, yeah, the Republic didn't do shit for me, but the Empire? So now we're seeing how regular humans fell in line with all of this. Mm-hmm. The Republic was too big to take care of everyone. So now these guys are like, well, and plus if he was a soldier before, the Republic really wasn't taking care of him. You know, those guys were dying left and right because them little robot motherfuckers were killing everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was interesting.
And then General Tarkin runs that mission back again. Mm-hmm. But Crosshair is leading that shit.
Call it a tangible mission exercise or something.
Were y'all surprised to see these for Crosshairs to go that far on this mission?
It didn't surprise me at all.
It did surprise me a little bit.
When they burned the motherfuckers?
Just because it was like, damn, this is brutal. Because I was not expecting it to go that brutal. Like, when he just walked up and was like, all right, where's Saw Gerrera at? She's like, I wouldn't tell you. Yeah, I believe you. Mm-hmm. That was some fuck. I was like, yo!
She was like, I don't know shit, and I wouldn't tell you shit if I don't. That motherfucker.
He said, I believe you.
Like, you ain't got to tell me. You ain't got to tell me. Who else want
to? Like, I'm not debating with you. I have a gun. You don't.
And I got five of your other friends.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we about to play this game. I don't give a fuck. Bow. Now, who's next? And then old dude stepped in. He was like, nah, man, we're not killing people. No, look, nah, this is my team. We leaving. He was like, man, bitch, who the fuck? Bow. I'm killing everybody.
What's funny is that he was talking shit earlier, too.
So that was the same guy.
Yeah, that was the same nigga who wasn't even like being probed. Yeah. he was like, fuck, he was like,
why
shit.
They put you in charge?
Yep.
You
know. He was like, clone? Like, goofy ass nigga. And then, bro.
Crosshair was already like, man, fuck you, bro. Keep talking that shit.
Yeah,
I'm going
to
get you.
For him to say something.
He sure was.
And the rest of the crew ain't want no hearts.
Nah.
They burned the motherfuckers, though. These is kids they was burning, man. A couple of them.
I thought they just shot them.
Nah, they burned them. They had glow torches.
Yeah, I heard, well, they shot them and burned them. Because each one of them had a different type of gun.
Yeah.
So I heard the.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Them motherfuckers, damn. I was like, this is dark. This is really dark. But
I liked how they switched up the tone because like it was like, okay, now because if I'm gonna do 16, I didn't even know it was 16, bro. You said that shit. I was like, well, I'm still thinking about that. It gotta be like this. Like, I gotta be at least like invested in every episode to a certain extent because we can't do that animated show shit where we have like five filler episodes.
It's gonna happen. And then I'm gonna just go ahead and tell you now. Based on the past animated shows that they've had, there have been fillers.
Yeah.
Hopefully Dave Filoni, you know, decides to not go that route and make each one, you know, worth something. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But I, when I saw it was 16, I was like, damn.
Yep. Me too.
So yeah, there's going to be fillers. And somewhat to a certain degree, you know, I felt like this was part of that. Like, it's helping you set up, you know, what's to come. Like, showing you how all in Crosshairs is. Mm-hmm. And because to me, I got more out of that than them being on that damn planet.
I didn't give a, that's what I was going to say. I didn't really give a fuck about them being on that little moon and shit.
No, me either. I didn't give a fuck about
fighting
that
Komodo dragon or whatever the fuck it was.
The one, that was, I don't want to say it was stupid, but I was just like, I don't care.
I don't get the point. Was that to
it was to Mike's point, I think, to the force sensitive shit.
Or maybe just the bond that Omega and Hunter's supposed to have or are developing, because she always go with him everywhere.
Yeah, that and showing that she really wants to be part of the team, because she's just like, okay, I can do this. I'm part of the crew.
Yeah.
So she, man,
yeah.
I don't,
so
I
it just, was, yeah, it was
that's
a little,
that, that's that kid shit that I don't like. Yeah, you know you ain't really a part of us.
You're not ready for this.
And then you know, old boy gave her a bed and shit like that.
That shitty ass room. I don't even know what the hell that was.
That was cute. I like that.
She's supposed to sleep standing up. Well, then you ain't seen laying down.
She fit. She laid down.
She curled up. That's what. Like she curled up like a damn cat.
She was like, "This is my first room. I've never had a room before." I like that part.
That's her first room too, because she don't know no better.
but see that I think they're doing that because they're gonna show. I think at some point Wrecker's gonna turn, because you saw him. He kept holding his head the whole episode.
Oh, he kept on saying my head hurt.
I thought he got
hit in the head, but he never did.
But that probably activated the chip. Because think about it, Hunter has been shot twice, and both times he lays down for a minute, then he gets up and he's like, "All right, I'm cool," and he does this and he's fine. Yeah. But he complained about his head like three times. And at one point, because the first time I was like, oh yeah, he just hit his head. The second time when they zoomed in and he was like, "Ah!" I was like, all right, nah. They exaggerate this shit way too much.
I just hate his character sometimes.
I do too.
He's literally just the brute.
But I like him too though, because he's so big and goofy and sweet. So his interaction with Omega, I think they're gearing up to show like, oh,
gonna try to choke her.
He's going to try to kill her. Because his chip's going to, I don't see why he would try to kill. Well, yeah, he would try to kill her because she's part of the enemy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, his chip is definitely going to switch on.
Damn, I didn't even think about that. I actually watched it twice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I didn't even think about that because I thought it was because he got hit.
Yeah,
or,
no.
You know, the accident. When they, you know, landed, or the rough landing kind of just fucked shit up.
No, a lot of people didn't catch that. I was even talking to Falcone today, and he was just like, "Did you notice Wrecker's head hurt?" And I was like, "Of course." That's the first thing that came to my mind. I was like,
"I didn't think about it until you mentioned it."
Oh,
like,
that's, yeah.
No, because I remember him. I was like, "Why do you keep talking about his head? Like, did he keep getting his head hit?"
Because he's holding the same spot that the chip is usually in. I was like, "Oh,
that's around the area where he's got that fucked up ass ear. He got
the cotton, cauliflower ear.
Cauliflower ear."
Yeah, I guarantee it may not be next episode, but at some point down the line, I guarantee he's going to turn.
Do that with everybody.
So that's what I was thinking that today, because I was talking to Falcone too. I was like, man, I really wonder how they're going to end this. Because I would assume these guys aren't around anymore. I figure we would have heard about them or something.
That was one of my questions. Like, have we ever heard about them in the movies or any of that shit?
They've never mentioned any enhanced clones. So I'm thinking at some point, what I think would be great, which I don't think they'll do, but if they Rogue One'd this whole fucking squad and all of them died, like they all had to sacrifice themselves at some point, maybe to save Omega, or if they all turn one by one and maybe it ends with, you know, Hunter is about to turn and he has to kill himself in order to not turn on Omega or something. But that's probably a bit too dark for this show.
That would make a hell of a season.
Though. It would. That would be an amazing ending.
All this happened in this season or just like...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if they do all of this, I mean, it's 16 episodes. They got to do something. Mm-hmm. But if it ends with them having to all at some... Because I was thinking it's either that or Crosshair is going to come back to the good side
and have to sacrifice himself. He may do that, because when he went into that room again after they cleaned it up, he sat on the bed and you could see like he was like, damn, I miss my niggas.
Yeah, because he was like, these new guys are sleeping in their beds. This is fucked up. So yeah, it's going to go one of those two ways. But I would prefer if they all just died, because, I mean...
Yeah, me too.
I definitely think Crosshair is coming back.
You know,
I think he's going to fight the programming. Or the Kaminoans are going to figure out a way to reverse it or do their own shit to it. So he'll come back and...
They got
to
do something, because they...
Cause even old girl is like, yeah, we got to go find him. We got to save him. It's not his fault. You know, so she knows little hints.
And but, even... Yeah. Oh, go ahead. My bad.
Well, here's the thing, right? So... They mention Rex, and if you watch the last season of Clone Wars, we know that Rex got the chip out. Like, Ahsoka helped him get the chip out. Oh, yeah. So I think it's a very important reason why they brought up Rex. When they went to J-19, the guy was like, "Oh yeah, Rex was here yesterday, literally yesterday." It's like, why are we talking about Rex? Why are we bringing up Rex? I think they're gonna eventually discover that Rex got his chip out. And maybe they're gonna go find him
to see how he did.
To see how he got out,
because Tech keeps on mentioning the chip, or the conversation about the chip keeps being brought up.
Yep,
and what it does and what it can't do.
So they know the chip is in their heads. They just don't know what the chip exactly does,
or how it's gonna be activated.
Yeah, or how it's gonna be activated. So maybe once Wrecker bugs, because they can't nobody fuck with Wrecker. So once he turns, it's gonna be a wrap. Like, it'd be one thing if fucking Tech turns. Like, who cares? Or right. Echo turned. It's like, okay, what are you going to do? Like, give me a tune-up. Like, you can't do shit.
Yeah.
Let all the oil out the ship. But if Wrecker turns, that's their last warrior. At that point, it's really just Hunter.
This dude punched a hole in the walls.
So right. Yeah,
to help them escape.
Right.
So, yeah. Nah, he's strong.
Yeah. Do you think Crosshairs can be saved?
I think I have to do this.
I'm halfway saved, but I'm gonna kill myself to save everybody. Type shit.
The thing with Crosshairs is he gonna go too far?
Shit, it's too late now.
Yeah, he's already tried to shoot them,
but he didn't burn the kids though. Oh, yeah, shooting them is one thing because it's not your fault, but
because he didn't actually do it, but he gave the order.
Yeah, he's the one who told them to kill the civilians.
I know, but
no, he's already gone too far
before he turned.
But too far to come back to them though.
Like, no, they'll accept him back. Okay. If they figure out a way to get his chip out, they'll accept him back. But I think it would be cool if it showed him kind of fighting the chip, and then if the show ended with him, you know, having to choose to either kill them or kill himself or go up against, you know, Tarkin and some of his people in order to save them. But any way you look at it, I feel like he's going to die at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense. Somebody got to go off because you can't have six in the crew.
Yeah, they can't all live. If this is a regular cartoon, I'd say yeah. But given the fact that we've never heard of these guys, given the fact that it's already starting off pretty dark, I do think that they're going to end with at least a couple of them dying. You know, Echo, maybe he'll die too. But I definitely have a feeling that Crosshair is going to die.
What does Hunter do?
He's the leader.
He's a strategist, I guess.
Yeah, he's really good at strategy. And plus, he's the only motherfucker I've ever seen like stab a robot.
He stabbed a robot like three times.
He be shanking the fuck out them robots.
And he shanked the shit out that dog too.
Oh, he did real he quick. Did, like,
yeah. He was like, yo, bitch. Like, he was about to like dance with that motherfucker.
He sure was.
I forgot about that.
I think maybe hand to hand combat or strategist. Mm-hmm. I would say that.
I know he's like a tracker. Remember, he did say that.
He's like Daryl Dixon.
He's
like their version of Daryl Dixon.
When they I think it was the second episode when it had to deal with Cut leaving with the family and how Rex came back and like there was like some stormtroopers there. He came through, started beating their ass with his bare hands, took their gun, started shooting it. That shit was fire. That was dope.
Well, I like the knife when he threw the knife in there.
Oh, when he shot the thing. Knife. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was tight too.
I'm like, how that knife hold that charge? Man. That gun should have knocked the knife somewhere else.
Man, you see,
this is a damn cartoon, man.
I'm just saying,
it's a damn cartoon.
I asked too, but I just kind of
like we all asked.
He don't shoot the knife.
We all asked.
The knife still gonna keep spinning. Like, I'm like,
I was like, I didn't know that knife could do that.
Yeah. And it went right to that robot's head or something.
Yeah,
right.
Yep.
You all know those were dark troopers, right?
Did not.
Just white.
I don't think they were white.
They didn't look black.
Y'all were talking about the part in the game room. Yeah, those were dark troopers.
Whoa,
those were
shit.
Like, you could tell by looking, they were like first or second generation dark troopers.
Yeah, when I say white, the paint, the skin, the
the armor. Color. I can't remember
the
armor.
Mando,
I can't remember what the color black, it was.
Yeah, exactly.
They're the not black. The Mando type dark troopers.
No, they're just like an earlier version, which is why when they were shooting them, wasn't nothing. Well, actually, no, that's not true. It was not working because they didn't have real guns. But that's why those dudes were so badass. Mm-hmm. Like when Wrecker ran up and was going to punch him, and the motherfucker was like, uh-uh. It don't work like that.
Oh, I'm going to have to go, because I didn't rewatch the first episode, but I want to go rewatch that.
Yeah, you can tell. Like, I did it's rewatch the same the fight, shape. Though. Which, oh, well, the fight not, in
the little training thing, whatever. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that was
I thought that was tight. But I did not notice they were Dark Troopers.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. All right, Star Wars.
Anything else that we missed out for these first three episodes?
I don't know. I'm just really interested to see how this whole, like when it ended with them talking about, it sounds like they're trying to clone more enhanced troopers.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't play the video game, but I did watch, like, you know how all those, well, y'all play video games. You know how all those video games have like the stories before the gameplay. So if you, they have some where they've taken all the gameplay out of the video games and they just put the whole story on YouTube. So it's basically watching a fucking movie. So I don't remember what game it is, but there's one of the games that has this dude, Starkiller, who is a clone of a force wielder that was cool with Vader, and he's incredibly powerful. So I'm kind of wondering if they're, because he's like extremely popular with Star Wars. Mm. So I'm kind of wondering if that's what they're about to do or if he already exists in this world.
You know, kind of on your point, but I thought, watching this show, I was like, it looks different than Clone Wars. It looks like a video, like the video gameplay shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like how, like I would watch it, like you just described it. I wish Rob was here so he could talk about it too, as far as that animation. But like, when you said that, I was like, that's exactly what I was thinking of when I was watching this shit. I was like, I look like I'm watching just the video game storyline without the gameplay.
Yep. It does look like that.
And I kind of like it.
Yeah,
like,
it's dope.
Like, yeah.
It's dope, but if that's what they're leading up to, I think that'd this could get really interesting. Yeah, because everybody's always said that they would love to see him become canon, and this would be an easy way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're clearly trying to clone. I think they're clearly trying to clone force sensitive people. So if he's the one that they end up creating, he's the successful version. I think it would be dope.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what you know. The scientists keep saying over and over again. And even when, you know, they came back on the mission, like, she walked out on the ass. she so, she hot. She mad about this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that's going to be a problem.
She's going to die.
I feel like, I thought all of them were going to die.
See, that's the other thing that's kind of interesting is, like, we didn't hear about Kaminoans at all.
Afterwards.
After this, until Mando. I could be wrong, but I think his name was Pershing. Remember the Indian, the Middle Eastern looking doctor? He had a Kaminoan symbol on his jacket. So now I've never seen a Kaminoan that didn't look like this big, tall alien thing. He looked like a human. So I kind of wonder how they're going to explain that. Because it's like, I just wonder, like, did y'all plan all this shit out? Because when they showed the doctor and the Kaminoan symbol, I was like, that's weird. He's a human with
it
the Kaminoan symbol.
To be, because Dave Filoni is a part of all this shit now. So
he's planning. He's planning all these little details out.
He may be trying to do Kevin Feige of the Star Wars shit.
I think he is. He is already. I think. Yeah. But that's like that plus Mando running into that room and seeing those clones in the vats, and people were like, "Oh, is that Palpatine?" I feel like we're gonna find out with this show.
That will show what the show's worth. If they can tie all that shit together.
I think that's what they're doing. They're bringing all this shit together. It's the same thing that Clone Wars did. Clone Wars made all of the stuff between episode 2 and 3 make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think that they're going to connect all of this shit to Mando. They're probably going to in some way connect it to the bullshit sequel trilogy. I mean, that's probably why it's 16 episodes. I might be getting my hopes up, but I really feel like they're going to put some real work in.
I hope not.
Okay. Yeah, I feel you, because I don't think they would do 16 episodes for no reason.
Yeah.
When we've seen, you know, a lot of the most recent shows go like 8.
Right. You know, right. So
to double it up, you got to be doing it with a purpose.
Yeah. people were begging for a final season of Clone Wars, and it came back and it was only 8 episodes. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing 16, I agree. There's got to be a reason. So I'm here for it, though. Mm-hmm. It's wild because I was the one shitting on this from day one. I was like, I don't give a fuck about no fucking Bad Batch.
Yeah,
I don't want to see Bad. Ryan's like, man, chill out, man. It might be good. No, it ain't going to be good. It's going to be some bullshit. And here we are.
Yeah, I wanted to watch it. Yeah, I wanted to watch it. I had a feeling they would make it work.
I like the title. Outside of that, I could give two tits about the damn Bad Batch.
Every time I see it, I think Bad Bitch. Every single time I see it. And there's even a poster that looks like it says Bad Bitch.
Somebody gonna take that.
They need to.
Somebody is. Megan Thee Stallion gonna have her next video start off like that.
Megan Thee Stallion can be fucking Wrecker. Then you could have
Doja Cat Crosshairs.
Right. Baha gonna be Tech. You know, that's what they need to do. Just make a big fucking, be like the Bad Bitch.
Hey, the Bad Batch. Bad Bitch, the Bad Batch.
The Bad Bitch Batch.
But yeah, I'm excited, I guess. We'll see how it goes. I just hope they stick the landing. So far, Star Wars has done that, at least when it comes to like these current shows.
The shows have been sticking, definitely.
They've been sticking the landing. So like, I'll be interested in seeing how that, and with Dave Filoni, his name attached to it. Like,
I just hope they don't try to like make sense of the sequel trilogy. Just leave all that shit alone. Just
they may have to.
I'm thinking that they're going to.
Because like you said, they haven't steered away from the saga Skywalker sagas yet.
Yeah.
So
we'll see.
Things gotta happen. All right, that's our first batch of the Bad Batch reviews. You know, I'm gonna keep doing this, kid. Tune in. I guess what we'll do is every 3 episodes. Is that time?
Yeah.
That'll work.
All right, so we'll be back for episode 6 for 7 and 8 to do our recap for that. Please let us know what you guys think of this series so far. FPS podcast in the Reddit thread. That's also our handle for IG and Twitter. And also recommend us other shows to watch as well. This is a slow month for us, or slow month for the film and TV industry. So let us know what you're watching, because we definitely want to review it as well. But that'll do it for us. We out. Peace.
Peace.